This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. Money Matters is brought to you by Farm Credit Services of America. Nobody has more expertise financing farmland than Farm Credit Services of America. Rainfall is slowing planting progress across the Corn Belt. We'll have more right after this.
There are three big reasons growers choose crop hail insurance from Farm Credit Services of America. One, they trust our expertise to deliver the right coverage. Two, we work with several companies so they'll get the right product. And three, should their crops ever get hail, they'll get the right service. Get the crop hail coverage that's right for you. Call Farm Credit Services of America and see for yourself. 1-800-884-FARM. Agriculture works here.
Rainfall and wet conditions are slowing planting progress in the Midwest. Betty Resnick, an economist with the American Farm Bureau Federation, said a lot of the slowdown is taking place in the Corn Belt.
Nationwide, we're about 3% behind our five-year average for corn planting as of this week and 6% behind last year's progress. Nebraska and Colorado are the furthest behind their averages, followed by Illinois, then Iowa and Kentucky. The Corn Belt is not really seeing immediate relief from this wet weather, and there are some final planting dates coming up for full crop insurance coverage by the end of May.
Resnick said, "We're still early in the planting season for major concerns, but important deadlines are approaching."
So there's not any emergency alarms going off yet, but there is reason to be monitoring the wet weather throughout the Midwest. If there's not enough time to put a corn crop in, it could push more corn acres into soybeans, which do have a later planting window.
Resnick added that U.S. agriculture will have more opportunities coming up to keep track of planting progress.
On Friday, we have the May WASDE report, which is the first WASDE report that has information on the 2024-2025 crop year. In addition to providing insights on the 24-25 crop, we'll all be watching what they do with South American supply estimates, especially in light of recent devastating and tragic flooding in southern Brazil, in addition to crop disease issues in Argentina. So you can all check out American Farm Bureau's Market Intel for an analysis.
For more information, visit fb.org/market intel. You can find this story and more on our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, sign up for our daily newsletter. For Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.